today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is another episode of today's special. Salamun alaikum. Today's special from IRIB English Radio you're listening to, and again we have another good deeds. Today we're gonna speak about sadaqah or charity. So be with us. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil abdi idha tanama Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil abdi idha tanama arda maulahu bima iltazama tuba Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by a recitation of chapter Al-Munafiqun, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
And spend in the way of Allah from what we have provided you before death approaches one of you, and he says, My Lord, if only you would delay me for a brief term, so I would give charity and be among the righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Man expends alms in Allah's cause and acts upon his religious obligations if he believes that he will die and there will be resurrection in the hereafter. Enjoining the believers to expend alms in Allah's cause herein is interpreted by some Quran exegetes in the sense of immediate requirement of expending the alms tax and other religious obligations. Though the contextual meaning of the blessed verse reflects that any kind of obligatory and supererogatory expending alms is hereby intended, which may serve as a means of man's salvation in the hereafter. The month of Ramadan for Muslims, a month of fasting and giving. During Ramadan, both fasting and acts of charity are obligatory upon Muslims who are able to do so. Fasting from sunrise to sunset is representative of a spiritual cleansing, an effort to become closer to Allah, and an attempt to gain a better understanding of human suffering. The act of fasting calls for Muslims to practice self-discipline and sacrifice, as well as reflect upon and show compassion for the poor and less fortunate. Muslims are reminded to be generous and increase their charitable activities. As a result, during Ramadan, much charitable giving is done by the community. Donations are usually focused on giving to those stricken by poverty and hunger. In celebration of Ramadan, consider donating to one of these highly rated charities, which either work predominantly in countries with large Muslim populations or strive towards the alleviation of hunger.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almsgiving and charity in the holy month of Ramadan. Almsgiving and paying and giving charity to the people in need has been recommended in all the days of the year, but it has special status in the holy month of Ramadan, and it has been recommended a lot to be performed in this holy month. It is famous that Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Holy Prophet of Islam, at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, he would enter the Hira cave and giving charity to the needy. So it means that even this tradition was available even before the dawn of Islam. And there is another narration that says that anyone who gives charity in this holy month, 70 types of calamities will be averted from him. The month of Ramadan is the best opportunity for forgiveness, and during this month, Muslims can donate and forgive in the light of divine teachings and concepts in order to benefit from its spiritual effects. Helping the needy and giving to the poor and giving alms to the poor is considered one of the most beautiful traits of the pious and true believers, and it has been emphasized and ordered a lot in religious teachings and texts. Self-purification and purification of the soul, forgiveness of sin, and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are considered to be the most important personal and spiritual effects of charity and almsgiving, and in connection with the social consequences of this moral virtue. It can solve the problems of poverty in the Islamic society and establish social justice, progress, and dynamism of the economic system, and prevent the spread of corruption. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Hadid, verse 10, warns the believers from avoiding to giving charity and paying alms. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what happened to you that you are avoiding to pay charity and giving alms while the earth and the heavens belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that it is that important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually looks at it and warns the believers that why don't you do and why don't you perform this great and recommended action that while everything belongs to Allah, in case you give something, you are not giving from your own selves, you're giving from the belongings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to act upon these recommendations, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special and ways to practice charity during Ramadan. Islam has explicit rules regarding family and friends. They are the closest and first unity for any person. Thus, it is a priority in Islam to be generous towards your family members and friends. It is a form of charity that it grants you a great reward. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "He who is desirous that his means of sustenance should be expanded for him or his age may be lengthened should join the tie of relationship. During the month of Ramadan, make sure to enjoy your time with the gatherings of your family and friends and enjoy practicing prayers and iftar together, because this will please Allah Almighty and grant you great rewards."
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Now we look at the charity as a source of salvation in the month of Ramadan. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Humankind has evolved tremendously over the years, not just the technology, medicine, and how we live, but also in how we treat each other. As human beings, we have an inbuilt desire to help others if we can. This attribute is greatly endorsed in Islam, which gives immense importance to charity and helping others. Muslims are advised and encouraged to share what they have been blessed with and distribute it to those who are not so fortunate. Charity is not only beneficial for those who receive it, but it also lays a great reward for the ones who give. It is essentially food for the soul and serves as a means of salvation as well. In designated by Allah the Almighty Himself, as it is said, Ramadan is the month of giving and mercy, and in it Allah blesses the believers with forgiveness and being saved from hellfire. Therefore, whoever is merciful and giving in Ramadan, Allah will be even more merciful and giving, and will bestow upon him countless bounties and blessings.
Its cure for sickness, protection against calamities, brings about sustenance, results in much blessings, barakah, defends against 70 types of misfortunes, such as insanity, and it's highly emphasized in Islam and practiced by God's chosen representatives. Yes, indeed, it's sadaqah, or giving charity, and it's mentioned in more than 50 places in the Holy Quran. It's a beautiful deed that even science tells us today that it will enhance happiness. Indeed, most of us know that sadaqah is a virtuous act, but there are some important jurisprudential as well as spiritual considerations we need to be aware of, since doing anything righteous for the sake of God is also considered sadaqah, such as, for example, smiling. Sadaqah is defined as ihsan, kindness, by giving money with the intention of seeking the pleasure of God. So, the niyyah, intention, is very important. That is why scholars say when we give sadaqah, we should give it with the general intention of qurbatan ila Allah, rather than for a specific purpose, such as seeking protection. The latter is fine, except that we may lose out on the benefits of sadaqah in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran chapter 9 verse 103, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَحِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from the wealth that which cleanses and purifies them. The mustahab sadaqah can be given to anyone, i.e. there's no restriction of faith or denomination or background. However, the wajib sadaqah, like zakatul fitra or the kaffarat, for example, must be given to believers only. It is better to give sadaqah in private rather than giving it in public. giving it in private is actually more rewarding. The exception is if by doing so in public, we have the intention of encouraging others to gain reward as well as participate. Number five, what about putting the money inside those charity boxes? Is that sadaqah? And can you, for example, take some money out of the box temporarily or sometimes put notes instead of the coins?
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And till another episode, inshallah, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي